And we are now also joined by Dr. Frank McAndrew from Knox College University in Illinois, America. So Frank, we've all been there. We're in the car or at the dinner table, and we're having a family argument over what music to play in the background. Why is it that parents and children have different music preferences? Is it that people are no fun once they turn 30, or is it something more complex?
Well, I think you're right that people are less fun when they turn 30, but I don't think that's the whole story about the music. There are a lot of different things going on, but one of the big ones is simply that people over 30 are busy with other things. Mm. They're raising families, they're getting their career started, and they just don't have the leisure time to spend with friends, listening to music, talking about music, having music be such a central part of their life. And so they let it slip away. It's not something that you can devote time to. Whereas for somebody in their teen years, music is a central part of your life. Mm. You're dancing, you're listening to it, you're talking about it with your friends, you're going to concerts, and it's just easier for you to be in touch with what's happening right now. But that's not the only thing that's going on.
So if older people hate all this new music, why is it that teenagers like all this intense, faster-paced, and different music?
Well, first of all, a lot of times music for younger people is designed to be irritating to older people. Protest songs, anti-war songs, new genres of music that are just completely different from what your parents listen to are brought into being because you want to rebel against these tastes. You want your own music. But I think the fact that the music for younger people tends to be sort of loud and fast and intense reflects the fact that when you're younger, you're higher in something called sensation seeking. It's a personality trait. You can sort people out according to how much they like stimulating or rousing things. And as we age, our sensation seeking tendencies decline. So you like calmer, quieter things as you get older compared to your youth. So that's one of the reasons why that kind of music would be more interesting to younger people.
Now, people might say that, I guess, a certain song might remind them of a time or occasion when they were younger. Why is that, and how does it affect the music that we listen to when we're older?
Well, that's absolutely right. Especially if it's an emotional time or place. If you were going through some hard times, or you were having a new love or a big breakup or whatever it might be, the strong emotions kind of imprint the song on your memory. And hearing that song later in life instantly transports you back in time to that place, and it gives you a chance to reminisce about your life at that time, and it brings back often very good memories. Part of the problem with younger people is you haven't been around long enough to have old memories associated with music. Mm. If you're 15 or 16 years old and you started listening to music when you were 13 or 14, well, there just isn't any music in your life that transports you back anywhere. So what music can do for older people, it can't do for younger people. And that's one of the reasons why older music is still rewarding for older people to listen to.
Hmm. But then when my family would, you know, be going to a quiz night at our local sports club, it does seem that the mothers are more aware of recent chart music than the fathers. So it does seem, however, that they do keep up with some new music. Is this a reality or just a false perception?
No, there actually is evidence that this is true. Now, even women decline, I mean, they're not as interested in new music as they get older, as they were when they were younger, but they're still more interested in it, it seems, than men are. Men kind of give up on it in their early 30s, and that's pretty much it. Now, I'm sure there are exceptions to that rule, but you're correct. In general, women are more likely than men to maintain an interest in new music, but we don't really know why that is. It's interesting.
Okay. Well, I've read in your article online in Psychology Today that we prefer more familiar music, I guess, and it's the music that we hear when we are younger that is most familiar to us. So why is this the case?
Well, there's something in psychology called the mere exposure effect. that's one of the principles behind advertising. The more we see something or hear something over and over again, the more we tend to like it. So advertisers show us their product over and over and over again. They connect it with a jingle or a song of some sort. So they connect as many things as they can with it to make us remember it and have it be part of our life. Music works the same way. The more often you hear a song, the more you tend to like it. You know the words, you can sing along with it. And so familiarity leads to more liking. And when you're young, you just spend, we already talked about this, a lot more time listening to music, reading about the artists, singing along with the songs. So they become part of who you are. And when you get older and you're no longer paying attention to new music, the music that you have that does that for you is that music from your youth.
So does this mean that if you're playing an instrument and you are more exposed to the sounds coming from that instrument, would you be more likely, I guess, to enjoy music from that instrument as opposed to music from other instruments or even electronics?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And I'm just, I will admit that I'm just sort of speculating now. We don't really know for sure. I'm guessing somebody who is a musician, and I'm not a musician, so I can't speak of this the way a musician would, will probably like all kinds of music, not just especially the music for the instrument that they play. But I think what the musician might do is be a little more critical or analytical about the artist. In other words, if you play the guitar yourself, listening to a guitar player allows you to make judgments about how skilled and talented that person is in a way that a non-musician simply couldn't do.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Dr. Frank McAndrew, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And with that, it's back to you, Andrew.